You're listening to SBS News.
Usually, the oncology ward at Beirut's LAU Medical Centre is filled with cancer patients receiving chemotherapy. Today, it is all but empty, with just one inpatient too sick to go home and too sick to speak, lying in her bed. Dr. Hadi Khanum is LAU's head of haematology oncology. He explains the state is now only providing electricity for 1 or 2 hours per day, and with fuel shortages crippling the country, the hospital cannot power its backup generators.
Generators have been on almost 22 or 23 hours per day. So at some point we had to cut down on the services that we're providing to the patients. For example, this unit that you're seeing here used to be one of the busiest departments in the hospital. Today it's actually shut down, and we have to shut it down 2 days out of five per week to try to limit the consumption of fuel.
But Dr. Khanum says keeping the power on is the least of Lebanon's problems. For the past 2 years, Lebanon has been in the midst of what the World Bank is describing as one of the world's worst economic collapses since the mid-1800s. The currency has lost more than 90% of its value, plunging three-quarters of the population into poverty. The most basic necessities of life, like food and medicine, have become scarce, with the country's elite importing them from overseas for their own use, and everyone else largely going without. Dr. Khanum says even if they did have enough fuel to power the hospital's generators, they still don't have the drugs his cancer patients need to battle their disease.
These are very tricky situations that we're facing, because to say that, oh, I'm sorry you have cancer, but oh, by the way, I'm sorry that we don't have the medication that you need, or by the way, you have to pay for that medication and try to get it from abroad, and they have to go pay 10 or 15 times the amount to try to get them from different countries.
Lebanon was once referred to as the hospital of the Middle East, with people from right around the region flocking there for treatment at its once internationally respected hospitals. Now, medicine shortages have resulted in a surge of hospitalizations for treatable ailments like basic infections, diabetes and high blood pressure. For Dr. Khanum, there's little doubt in his mind about how Lebanon reached this point.
My message to the government is mainly to forget about all the divisions and all the disparities and all the conflicts that they have. We're really in a disaster mode. We're facing a huge crisis when it comes to patients. And let them just think about having one of those patients as being a family member. And one of the things that we always say now in Lebanon is that everything is okay as long as we're not sick. Because when it comes to sickness, right now in Lebanon, you will not get the adequate care.
Lebanon's government resigned after last year's explosion on the 4th of August at the port of Beirut, killed 218 people, wounded another 6,500, and displaced around 300,000. It has only just been replaced after infighting between Lebanese factions over how to share power resulted in a 13-month-long stalemate. Formed as the country's economic collapse reaches its worst point yet, the new 24-minister cabinet now faces an unprecedented task. Newly appointed Health Minister Dr. Feras Abyad tells SBS News they are acutely aware of that.
So indeed, it is a difficult time for Lebanon, and I think that there are high expectations on the coming cabinet. I think that the most important thing that the cabinet will do is restore some kind of confidence that is much needed, not only from the local community, but more importantly as well from the international community. It will also have an opportunity to start some of very important negotiations with the IMF and others to bring in much needed funds and much needed support. All of this obviously will be directed towards alleviating some of the acute problems that we're facing in different sectors.
Before his appointment as health minister this month, Dr. Abyad was working as a gastrointestinal surgeon and running Lebanon's largest public hospital. He was outspoken about the imminent collapse of the country's health system during the worst of the country's COVID-19 pandemic. Now it's his problem to fix.
So we're trying to see whether we could focus the subsidy on what is considered, you know, the life-saving medications, the cancer medications, and making sure that those are available for the needy population. And we're trying to organize a lot of the support that we were promised or hopefully is on the way, also to make sure that it can reach those who needs it in a very transparent way.
Lebanon's new cabinet has been pitched as a government of technocrats, experts in their fields rather than career politicians. Dr. Abied has extensive experience running a hospital. The new justice minister is a judge, and the new economy minister is an economist. But every one of these new ministers has been hand-picked by the same political factions that have been ruling Lebanon for decades and whose chronic mismanagement of the country led it to this point.
I think that the new government has to, sort of pull no punches, as they say, and we need to put all the efforts. And if we work together, then indeed I think we have a high hopes of success. And I think that irrespective of what we say at the moment, the Lebanese people will be saying the proof is in the pudding. And it is, the onus is on us now to show why we are different and to put in the effort to be able to give them the results that they deserve.
Political analyst Bashar Al-Halabi is not as confident.
Even if they might have a goodwill in order to enact or implement certain reforms, but if those reforms or those ideas even go against the interest of the regime in general, then they will fail simply as the previous government failed. Even if this government implements certain reforms, those reforms are most probably going to be in a way aesthetic and some sort of facelifting in order to lure back international assistance anyway. But we know that they will not implement, we know for sure that they will not implement the much needed reforms that can alter the regime and how it functions right now, and which could benefit the Lebanese citizen in general.
Back at the LAU Medical Center, Dr. Hanum says he wants to be positive about this new government, but feels he knows better than to hope this one will be different.
Every single day we hear so many stories about each single one of them that pushes us back again into what we had in the past 2 years, 10 years, 15 years, ever since we started to have the civil war in Lebanon back in 1975. It's just the same story that keeps unrolling again. They've taken away our hope. We don't even dare to hope anymore.
Claudia Farhat, SBS News.